We prepare the same way each week. It is an unfortunate situation we're in as far as the hand we've been playing.
Yeah.
As far as being in such a deficit as far as the schedule, but we've been consistent throughout this entire process. Good Lord, your light is bright. Yeah, but we've been practicing the same way. Yeah. We haven't had any players on the means or anything like that. It's not a sense of panic. We still just stay true to the system, stay true to how we've been practicing and working. And like I said, the ball's going to bounce in our favor sooner or later. And it showed last week. We were able to stay consistent for the most part throughout the game, and things worked out.
For whatever reason, or for whatever it means, what does it mean to start to stack some wins together? Not just get on some sort of...
It'd be nice. It'd definitely be nice. But we understand how to do that. Just continue to practice and stay true to who we are. I mean, it's not anything secret or ultra special we're doing. We're just focusing on the details more.
What do you take away from that first meeting and the way Peterson ran on you guys? I know after that you guys talked about needing to set the edges. You guys have gotten better at that. But yeah. Is there anything else you can take away from that game?
No. We knew everything going into that game. We knew that Adrian Peterson was a beast. We knew what he was going to do. We had like four or five plays where he showed who he was. he ran for daylight. So, like I said, coming back down to us, just focusing in on practice, focusing on the details, and trying to contain that guy.
How concerning was it against the Bears in the last drive in regulation to go 70 yards, whatever, in 21 seconds? Well, what happened there? How much of a concern was that for you guys?
I'm not concerned at all. We got to win. It's so hard to win this league. I don't care less how the win come. But we'll stand up at the right times and get to play to win the game. So that play null and void for us. We got the W.
Caldwell mentioned yesterday that looking back at the film, he felt like the whole game, it was like right on the edge of,
Yeah, it's a rivalry game in the NFL. Like I said, we did enough at the end of the day to get that win. They're hard enough to get in this league, so however you get them, you take them. Focusing on next team.
You've been with more than one team in your career. Can you feel the rivalries when you get to another team, like
division
games?
And oh, yeah.
How does that settle in so quickly then?
Talking to the players that have been there before, but also being a football fan, I knew that out in the NFC West at that point in time, wasn't really any true rivalries. I mean, we had some fights and stuff with the 49ers and the Cardinals, but it wasn't until I got to the NFC East. You know, being a Redskins fan growing up, the passion and the fire between like the Redskins Cowboys game and the Eagles and the Giants and then the kind of same thing out here, the Black and Blue division. You know, it's always going to be nut crunch time around here. So it's exciting playing those type of games.
That's why I wondered, when were you first aware of that phrase, Black and Blue division? Because it goes back to some older people.
Oh, a long time. Like I said, I've always been a football fan. So I guess early high school, when I really started to pay attention, getting into football and everything that encompassed it.
Do you remember any of the old games, any of the old players and stuff from those days when you were watching?
Oh, the Redskins, John Riggins.
NFC North,
Central. No, because TV at that point in time was around where you were. Right. And the Redskins were the closest team. The Panthers wasn't even really out yet.
Did you ever see any of the old NFL videos, though, of Dick Butkus with the smoke coming out? No, that's what I'm, that kind of stuff,
Yeah.
NFL film stuff.
Yeah, I've seen that, more recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just an exciting division to be in.
People leaders, monsters of the Midway, all that stuff.
Yep, it's an exciting division to be in. It's always going to be rivalry games that come down to the end. You're always going to have the weather aspect with snow and guys take off their helmet and steam is coming off their heads. It's just an awesome kind of vision. But that's football in a nutshell, though.
With Peterson, he didn't have a lot of yards last week, but he said yesterday that, he still enjoyed the game and felt he was effective by kind of punishing the defense in some part. Is he one of those guys who you think enjoys contact when he has it,
Definitely. I mean, you can't be a running back in this league if you don't. But he's just an exceptional athlete in the way that he performs. He seems to get stronger throughout the course of a game. He's the real deal.
Is he one of the more punishing running backs you guys have to face?
No, because he's not like trying to run guys over. He'll definitely catch you, but he's the total package. He can run through you, run around you. He has a little shake to him. So he can do it all, but like I said, I wouldn't classify him as a power back because he does so many other things to get free.
What's the one thing that grates you most about what he does, like when he gets space, or what is it about like the most, when is he his most dangerous, I guess?
When he had the ball. Whenever you had the ball, you have to be aware of where he is and aware of where you are within the defensive scheme. He can make so many things happen. He's really the engine that runs our team. Nothing against Teddy. He's a good player now. He's going to develop into a great player. But we all understand this team goes through 28. So
you mentioned Teddy, but how much more effective does he become with a guy like Adrian Peterson back there?
He's the face of the franchise. He's the engine that runs their car. So we definitely got to focus on stopping the run, or at least containing it, not letting him get a lot of big plays, and then try to confuse Teddy a little bit back there in the pocket.